Yes, I'm a single parent of four children, and my question is I struggle with the discipline between, you know, trying to be the mom and the dad and doing everything because they don't have a fatherly figure.
Hey, listen, Benita, you're not alone. I hear this and have heard it for many, many years. Single moms and dads, I think there's a special reward in place for you all in heaven. I really believe it. Listen, God is with you. He loves you. You don't have to be mom and dad. You're mom. Be mom. Be the best mom you can. And there's a few holes that have to be filled, obviously, with no dad in the house. But don't try to be what you're not. Be who you are. That's intentional living. Hey, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. We're talking about single parents on double duty. And today, we'd ask you to share with us live on our comment line with this question. What is it that you wrestle with most as a single parent? What is the one thing that you struggle with? Or what is the one thing that you have found success at as a single parent that's helped you? Call our comment line at 888-888-1717. That'll take you there. As far as the calls on the air today, again, a reminder that this is a best of from our Intentional Living archives. And so the callers for the live program have already been set and recorded, including Benita, who you'll hear from a little bit later in the show today. So again, your comments are welcome, 888-888-1717. We're talking about parenting today, taking us back to the roots of intentional living. Parent Talk, many of you remember that, with Kevin Lehman and myself. We're going to hear from Kevin in just a moment as we talk about the power of parenting, the importance of being an intentional parent.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. I can't think of a tougher job in life than being a single mom or a single dad. You know, 84% of all kids who are in single-parent homes live with guess who? Mama Bear. Couple things for you to keep in mind. Number one, if divorce comes your way and all of a sudden you're alone, don't panic. The same Lord that helps you with everything can help you through this time. Yes, it might mean that you have to bail out and move in with your parents. But my suggestion is make as few major choices as possible in the first year. Keep things as consistent as you possibly can. And although your parents want to help, make sure that you don't pass the baton of parenthood to them. They're the grandparent. You're the parent. Be a good one. God will help you through this.
Indeed. Thank you, Kevin. Always good advice. My friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman, advice for single parents. Listen, I think he made a really good point. You better stop at for your own life as a single mom or dad. You got to say no to some things. Maybe in the past you would have said yes to. You can only do so much. And if you say yes to too many things and operate out of guilt, it's going to bite you in the long run. And, of course, that's not what we want for you. All right, Dewan is in Florida. Dewan, welcome to the program.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How do you relate to single parenting today, my friend?
Well, I'm not exactly a single parent, but my mom was a single parent, and I was the oldest out of me and my younger brother. So I kind of knew what was going on around the time, and I kind of didn't know. But my mom and my dad divorced around, like, when I was 7 years old. I'm 25 years old now. And I was the one who was always trying to keep them together. No, mama, don't leave daddy. Daddy, don't leave mama. Y'all stay together. And they tried it for the sake of their, you know, son.
Yeah.
But eventually they end up divorcing, and my mom, you know, I watched her, you know, struggle with trying to find babysitters. I watched her struggle with finances. We was always moving. I'm originally from Alexandria, Louisiana, and they went and they moved to Texas. So my mom and my dad divorced in Texas. My mom trying to find a job. My mom trying to find us a place to stay. My mom would send me to my grandmother's house, you know, because of how bad the situation was. My dad couldn't take care of us, you know, and it's like you said earlier, the Bible says that two are better than one. So by them going and divorcing, you can see who was needed in different areas.
How did that impact you, Dewan? You sound like you're a responsible one. What is it you look back and and think maybe mom or dad could have handled it differently? I mean, assuming mom was single, obviously, with you, what could she have done differently to help you?
Well, how it impacted me was man, it's, I know, like, as of right now, I look back and I say to myself all the time, man, I'm not going to allow my marriage to be separated. I'm not going to allow Satan to come and destroy my family. I'm not going to let him come destroy my finances. What my mom could have done at the time, or what my mom and my dad could have done, is they could have tried to work it out. You know, I don't exactly know the true story because it's something that's been hidden for so long. You know,
yeah.
You know, my mom would tell me something, my dad would tell me something, but you know, I don't pay attention to the reason why they did it. I pay attention to what I know now, which is, you know, God hates divorce, you know, work it out.
Yeah. So for you, Dewan, generationally, your experience was, you sound like the oldest, a responsible one, tried to fix all the problems, tried to make it better. And that's, I think, a word to single moms and dads today. You're feeling probably pretty guilty about what's going on anyway. But don't put the kids, I think Dewan's message, hey, don't put your son or daughter in the middle of this thing. Don't allow them to be feeling responsible that they have to fix it or somehow, or they got to do something to make your marriage work. And of course, kids may never know what's going on as a result of what happened between you and your spouse. But being in a position where you are consistent in raising your son or daughter, loving them, not bad-mouthing their other parent, and just being consistent with them is a healthy thing for you to do. And I think that's a strong message. Okay, Dewan, I hear you pull off the road there. I'll let you get back on the road. Thanks for your call from Florida.
I'm a struggling single dad. I have a beautiful 21-month-old baby girl. And, you know, how I'm staying intentional in my life is know that God has a plan for me. And that, with some patience and constant reminder that I am not the one in charge, He will guide me down that path that He has planned for me.
And I was listening to one of your programs about single parenting, and I'm very thankful that you've mentioned single dads. You know, I'm a single dad, and I've had my son since he was about 5 months old. I've been intentional on raising my son to know Christ. And every day I wake up, I'm intentional about praying for my son, about being a good dad.
Good for you. Hey, listen, just be that. Be intentional. Don't let the guilties get you, because, you know, guilt is one of those emotions you have to use to move you. Now, if there's something you're guilty about, you need to fix it. But if there's something that's unfixable, there you are and you're doing your job. Don't allow the guilties to keep you from being intentional, doing the right thing. And when you do, every day, you love into that child, you protect, you are consistent, you nurture, you do the next right one thing. Parenting is tough, and single parenting is even tougher. Okay, Renee is in New Mexico. Hi there, Renee.
Hi, Doctor.
Appreciate your call. What's your biggest struggle as a single parent?
My biggest struggle right now at the moment is financial.
Mm.
It's just recent, since last year, we were two household income, which didn't seem like we had a lot of difficulties when the two incomes were coming in.
Yeah.
As of being now a single mom, with what I know my probably soon to be ex-husband sends little, not very much, but it doesn't, you know, make ends meet.
Yeah.
As far as when he was here, that's, you know, but I guess I've learned to take it in and lift it up to God and ask, you know, to help me get through this, which mm-hmm. he has. I mean, I'm raising four children.
Wow. What ages also, are they, Renee?
My oldest one, he's 19. He's still in high school, going to be finishing up this year. I have a 15-year-old, a 12, and a 5.
Mm. And you're doing
and
it alone.
Also, yeah, and I also take in my mother and my niece because of some situations that she's ran into. I've brought her under my roof, and what her income, you know, what her income is really very little, and that just provides for her needs. But you know, as far as food, paying bills, I pretty much do it all by myself.
Wow. And your ex-husband, I mean, do you have an agreement with him? Is he helping?
We've talked and we get into arguments, but I think he'll send when he feels like it. I know he's got an addiction that I think is taking over what he can help with. But I don't look forward to it because it may come and it may not.
Well, what kind of work do you do, Renee? What do you do?
I'm actually in the medical field.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also right now a full-time student, so I'm actually going to be changing my career soon.
Well, listen, Renee, listen. Let me tell you what I hear. You're in New Mexico, I'm Arizona on the phone. Here's what I hear. I hear you got a lot of stuff going on. You got your mom, you got four kids, you're going to school, you're trying to work, trying to pay the bills. You know what? You're one person. You just simply can't do all that stuff. You just simply can't do all that without putting some sort of a plan together and saying, what can I do? Where are my priorities? You know, you got a 19-year-old. Are they working? Are they helping out? Are they helping contribute to their own needs? Are they getting ready for their own future? Not a kid anymore. Is this the right time for school? Is it a short term where you're going to actually be making more as a result of your schooling? Is it taking you somewhere that you're going to see a positive return for that investment? Got mom in the house, and God bless you, you know, family's providing for each other. You sound like a very responsible woman, but how can you work the budget? Maybe there's some help there to help. Here's what I think you need to do, Renee. First of all, just be as honest as you can and go to your church and say, here's my need. And I'm a single mom. I'm in a situation I didn't intend. Here's not where I wanted to be. And sit down and get somebody who can help you put together a plan. Maybe there's some benevolence help that can help. Maybe a plan in helping you with your career development to help you get over the hump so you can put a budget together and start operating. Because I think what happens to many of us is when we get caught in this, the chaos of just whatever's going on, in your case, going through a divorce and with your ex-husband, his challenges, and trying to do a good job at your work and go to school, we just kind of get up every day and keep going and keep going and keep going, not stop, and really stop and back off and say, hey, what can I do and what can I do? Where's my limit? And put a plan together. You know, one of the things about intentional living is taking a goal and then putting a plan together. Well, you know the goal. You want to get through this and you want to do a good job. Now you got to put a plan together and then execute that every day. And you know what? You're not going to do that alone. You're going to have to get some help. You're going to have to be willing to go to your church and ask for some help. You may have to, you know, take on some, getting the kids involved in some way, maybe having a look in your housing situation or your budget, cut some things out, change some things so you get some of that stress off your back, because you can only do so much. And I say that not only to single parents, but all of us. I mean, I know there's times it just gets tough. It seems like there are times when we just get blindsided and didn't anticipate what's coming. That's why building a preparation when you get there makes it a lot easier. At least it makes it something that you can survive. Talking single parents today, what is your greatest challenge at 888-1717?
Hi, my name is Kevin, and I was just calling to say that I really love your program and everything you're doing. It's, with everything that's going on, it's really great to hear these ideals. And being a single father myself, my son is only 20 months old, being alone and everything. It's been a difficult road to travel, and I find listening to your show is just a wonderful encouragement. Any great ideas that I hear, I have a little notebook that I like to write them down in for future reference so that I can be involved with his life in ways that my parents weren't exactly involved in mine. But just keep up the great work. Awesome show. Thanks. Bye.
Nobody's ever too far from that reach of Christ. And yet, if anybody was, quote, too far, it seems like in reading your book, it was your dad. Can you tell us about him?
My dad was rich. You know, he put his trust and worth in his money, his self-esteem in his money. He had no need for God.
You know, people are never too old, too rich, or too anything to have an encounter with Christ. And that's true of Trisha's father. You're going to hear that story on our podcast this week. And boy, I hope that you won't miss it. As I talk to U.S. Olympian Trish Porter Topmiller about her book, King Here, a story regarding her father and how God brought this rich man through the eye of the needle. I think that's a great word picture. So don't miss that. Wherever you get your podcast, put in Intentional Living, or you can connect through our website at theintentionallife.com. And Trisha is such a powerful story, not only about her father, but about loss in her life, about the journey she's been on. And then in the podcast, I get a chance to talk about what she and her husband are doing at this stage as they're really setting off in an empty nest point with some new direction in their life. And we get into some specific things that she and her husband are doing to prepare for the next stage in their life, which I found really fascinating. So invite others to join you, share it with others, check it out, the podcast from Intentional Living, wherever you find your podcast, and on this topic with Trish. And so much what we do is intended to help you live an intentional life in Christ.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right, thank you, and welcome back to here, Intentional Living Center. As single parents, you've jammed the lines. I want to get to as many calls in this brief time we have together. All right, so let's go to Benita, Michigan. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the program. What's your question today, Benita?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'm a single parent of four children, and my question is I struggle with the discipline between, you know, trying to be the mom and the dad and doing everything because they don't have a fatherly figure.
All right, first of all, Benita, I know what you're saying, but you're not dad. And I think many times single parents get caught in that, I've got to play both mom and dad. You just got to be mom. You got to be the best mom you can. You know?
I feel like I'm supposed to be both.
Yeah, and so then you may operate out of guilt or you may overdo it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mostly guilt.
Yeah, and that, I think, I'll tell you, parenting is just guilt-ridden, period. But single parents especially, so it really can. And I'll tell you what you'll lose with that. And I really encourage you, Benita, just say, hey, you know, God, empower me today. The one thing I can do today to be intentional as a parent today, to be the best parent I can, and not get caught with this idea that you've got to fill in for dad. Now, where is dad?
He's around, but he doesn't see the kids that often, maybe once, twice a month.
Okay. And so you have four kids. How are you doing with all that?
I'm struggling. I go to school full time to try and better myself so that I can get a better job so that I can support them. Because mm-hmm. right now, you know, I'm living at home. I had to move back home. And my parents are pretty much helping out with a lot of the support so that I can go to school and hopefully be successful. And that's my goal. I'm almost finished with school.
Well, good for you, Benita.
Certificate program. So, yeah.
Good for you. Are you feeling insecure about just your life and where you are?
I am. I feel like, you know, like I'm a failure. And it's hard because, you know, you got all these little people looking up to you. And
hey, Benita, listen.
You can't do anything.
You are not the failure. Okay? In this equation, you are not the failure. You are there. You have stayed there. You're raising these kids. You put a plan together that said, hey, I need to get some help. So I'm moving back in with mom and dad. I know that's all full of a lot of issues of do I feel, you know, independent and so on. But that's coming, right? You got some training you're finishing. It sounds like you have a plan that you're working on. I mean, that's an impressive thing for your kids to see a mom that sticks in there, hangs in there, and does this. Now, you're not feeling it, but I'll tell you, that's a message to your kids.
Yeah, my kids are all really young, too, so So they're 5, 7, 8, and 12.
Wow. You got your hands full. Now, when you get done with this certificate, are you going to be able to get a better job and then get back on your own? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's my goal. It's going into global logistics and dispatching. So my goal was to get into dispatching in either aviation or railroading.
Well, good. You've got a plan. Good for you. Now, is dad an asset or a negative in the lives of the kids as you see it?
He's kind of like a 50-50 right now. When he's there, he can be an asset, but being that he's not there as much, it can kind of toil with their emotions.
Do you have any understanding with him on his role or what's going on?
Not really. Right now, he's kind of getting back on his feet as well. So we're kind of both in the same predicament, except for, you know, he has lack of transportation and those kinds of things. So I think that puts him in a different place than it does me.
Well, Benina, I'll tell you what I hear. I hear a young woman, you've got a lot of responsibility. You've got some clarity of direction. You've got training. You've got a supportive family. You're there standing in the gap for those kids, and you're loving on them. And I'll tell you what, you got to rebuke that. I think Satan will use guilt with single parents to destroy it. Of course, it can be for any of us, but single parents in particular, he knows what the enemy is. Look at what you've done. Look how you feel. Look at all the mistakes you've made. Look at all these other families that aren't like you. I'll tell you what, that stuff is a lie from the pit of hell. I believe that. Now, you are in a tough spot. No question, it's difficult. But you stay focused on being intentional with that confidence that God gives you. You know, we talk about developing confidence in Christ, living an attitude of faith is what we talk about here, having an attitude of faith and trusting God and being intentional as you take those steps. And we'll be praying for you. You can do this, Benita, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. God bless you. Let's go to Amanda over in Georgia. Hi there. Hi.
Hi,
Amanda. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, Dr. Randy?
Good. What's your question for me today?
It's hard. I am a recovering addict. I have almost 18 months clean.
Good for you.
My little girl is 3, and, you know, just even yesterday, the questions of, where's my dad? Do you know my dad? You know,
And what's the answer to that? What's the answer?
Well, I'll tell her, I don't know, baby, but, you know.
But, I mean, do you know? Where is dad?
Dad is our father. Dad is in and out. And when he comes in, it's not for her. It's to try and see me type thing. And, you know, I just, that's not the life that I want. That's not the person that I need in my life.
So,
I haven't heard from him in over 6 months since the last time I've seen him.
Well, Amanda, listen, you don't need that, and your daughter doesn't need that. And God bless you, the 18 months you've been clean.
Yeah.
Now, hi there.
Yeah.
Is that
she's right here.
All right, that's your, and she's 3 years old?
She is 3.
That's precious. Hey, listen, Amanda, I'll tell you what. Listen, you just need to be solid in your direction. You need to set some you need to set some boundaries. I'm going to put that on hold. Sounds like a little kitty. 3-year-olds love to do that, don't they? Hey, listen, you're doing good things for yourself. You're recovering. Make sure you continue in that recovery. You have a support system in place to help you stay healthy. And you continue to answer your daughter when she asks the question. We don't know. We pray, you know, pray for daddy and then move on. I'm here. Well, I'll tell you what, often a single parent, mom or dad, that you can communicate to your kids. Because often the kids are feeling insecure. Where's mom? Where's dad? Especially if there's been a divorce and they're a little older and they've seen one of the parents abandon. Their question is, well, what's going to happen to me if something happens to mom? See? I mean, they may not express it, but that's going on in their head. What happens to me if something happens to dad? I mean, let's face it, we're going to look at it from our own view. What's going to happen to me? So the more security we can give kids, the more intentionality in terms of purpose and direction and consistency and discipline and love and putting the focus on the right things, which is time and providing them hope and assurance for the future. That's what we all need, don't we? We want a sense of that we're loved. We want a sense that we are appreciated, that we're valued, that we make a difference, that we're going to be secure. And little kids in particular need that. And as you do that, You're providing a great gift to that little one, and she's precious. Okay, thank you, Amanda, and thanks to all who've called, the many who did not get through. You know, you ask for programs for singles, and every time we talk to single moms and dads and single issues, the lines get very busy because we know that there's some particular challenges. And I will say this, to you all who are single, this intentional living message really needs to resonate because you will not be successful at whatever it is. You know, it could be dealing with an addiction or it could be dealing with an ex-spouse or raising your kids or bettering yourself for a job or dealing with decisions that you need to make or the guilt that you're experiencing or just balancing your life unless you choose to be intentional. And intentional simply means that you have a goal, you have a direction. It doesn't have to be complicated or huge or massive. It's maybe simply today, I choose today to be obedient to God and not use that substance that's going to hurt me, or today not to yell at my kids, or today to pray for my kids. Whatever that one thing is, and then do it intentionally. That is intentional living, and we're here for you. As I was looking at these weeks, I thought, how many of those weeks did I waste? How many of those weeks did I not use wisely, right? They're gone. But we become the accumulation of the time that we spend on the planet unless we choose to do something different. You know, I am so excited about the teaching this month. I'm calling it The Decades of Life. And I start the lesson by making this statement. I wish when I was 18 or 20 or 25 years old, someone had shared this lesson with me. It would have made a difference, I think, in my life. To hear about the power of every decade of life. What's expected in that decade? What is it that we need to accomplish in that decade? What are the challenges of each decade? Because the reality is your 20s are different than your 40s, and your 40s are different than your 60s. And I'm going to be teaching you what's the most difficult decade in life. What decade do you think it is? That's on the teaching this month. And so as we move into this final month of our fiscal year for intentional living, listen, I want to thank you for supporting us, and we want to get this into your hands as you join us in support as a monthly member of Intentional Living. Your monthly support allows me and our team to continue to broadcast, and we've got a big nut to crack here in the month of June as we close out our fiscal year. So thank you for your generosity. Thank you for standing with us. Members, watch for this teaching, and new members, come and join us. We'd love to get this into your hands. Your monthly support will make a huge difference. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.